This is VOA News. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. Search and rescue operations continue across Turkey's earthquake-stricken region. A night after freezing conditions, frustrations are growing among survivors. Dorian Jones reports for VOA from Istanbul.
Desperation is growing as southern Turkey ended its second day after being struck by two devastating earthquakes. Turkish authorities say as many as 17,000 buildings were destroyed and many people were still trapped in them on Tuesday. Criticism is growing over the response to emergency efforts, but rescue workers are also meeting with success. In the city of Diyarbakır, rescue workers saved a 13-year-old buried in a collapsed apartment block. But with the region coming under sub-zero temperatures, hypothermia is a new danger facing the many people believed to be trapped in what is becoming a race against time. In a statement, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has declared a three-month state of emergency and 7 days of national mourning. The Turkish leader also praised a response to Turkey's calls for international support. Dorian Jones of VOA News, Istanbul.
Russian forces are keeping up pressure on Ukraine as the anniversary of its invasion approaches. AP's Charles De Ledesma reports.
Ukrainian officials say the Russian forces' strategy is to tie down Ukrainian troops with attacks in the eastern Donbas as Moscow assembles additional combat power there for an expected offensive in the coming weeks. Military analysts believe the Kremlin's forces may be probing Ukrainian defenses for weak points or could be making a deceptive probe are preparing for a main thrust through southern Ukraine. President Vladimir Putin's hungry for some battlefield success, especially securing illegally annexed territory in eastern Ukraine to mark the anniversary of his invasion on February 24, 2022. I'm Charles De Ledesma.
This is VOA News. European Union leaders are meeting with U.S. officials in Washington Tuesday, hoping to head off a trade dispute regarding investments in green industries designed to fight climate change. German Economy Minister Robert Habeck and French Finance Minister Bruno Le Maire are meeting with Tuesday with Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen to discuss implementation of elements of the U.S. Inflation Reduction Act passed last year that provides subsidies to businesses such as alternative energy companies to relocate to the U.S., which the European officials fear will put them at a competitive disadvantage. German Economy Minister Habeck told reporters before leaving for the U.S. he sees this as an opportunity for Europe and the U.S. to work together.
A strong green industrial market in the U.S. and a strong green industrial market in Europe will help each other. That we build a green bridge over the Atlantic and help each other because the goal is the same, fighting global warming and creating a new industrial resilience and industrial independence, in a way.
Treasury officials say Secretary Yellen has welcomed the meeting with the EU officials. The main suspect in a drive-by mass shooting in the U.S. southern state of Florida last month has been fatally shot by police after a chase. Associated Press correspondent Jennifer King reports.
At a news conference Monday, Polk County Sheriff Grady Judd says Alex Green, a 21-year-old with a long rap sheet, was under surveillance in Eagle Lake, Florida when he fled.
Bad decision. We won't make any more.
Lakeland Police Chief Sam Taylor says investigators think Green was involved in a January shooting that injured 11 people.
We are very confident that he is, in fact, involved. To what extent, we don't know yet.
Judd says Green crashed into a business in Winter Haven, ran into traffic, dragged an elderly woman out of her car, and then tried to run over Lakeland Police Captain Eric Harper.
We didn't choose to shoot him. He chose for us to shoot him with his conduct.
State Attorney Brian Haas says a task force will investigate. I'm Jennifer King.
New nationwide strikes in France Tuesday disrupted public transportation, schools, and electricity supplies as tens of thousands of demonstrators took to the streets for a third round of nationwide strikes and protests against a planned pension reforms. Rail operator SNCF said train traffic was severely disrupted across the country. Demonstrations Tuesday came a day after French lawmakers began debating a pension bill that would raise the minimum retirement age from 62 to 64 by the year 2030. People marched in Paris as well as cities of Nice, Marseille, Toulouse, Nantes, and elsewhere across the country. You'll find expanded coverage of world news and other events at voanews.com 24 hours a day. I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.